Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, the NBA playoffs round one is officially underway. We got all the game ones done Saturday and Sunday. Not a whole lot of fireworks until we got to last night's Thunder and Pelicans game, where that one came down to the wire, and you could see Oklahoma City kind of working through what playoff basketball is all about. In New Orleans, they do got some vets in there, and they hung tight with the Pels, 94-92. Other than that, we had quite a few lopsided games, which always leads fan bases and the media to overreact to one game of a seven-game series. Which team do you think out of this weekend is coming out of this thing going, all right, no, there's real legitimate cause for concern?
I think the Saturdays was fine.
Well, and look, we can go game by game through this and just see, like, the biggest looming questions. You have the Orlando Magic, which a point guard could not score a basket. In the entire, and when I say that, that's not like hyperbole. They did not have a single basket from a point guard.
No, Cole Anthony went 0 for 7. Fultz went 0 for 4. Gary Harris, who's a two guard, went 0 for 6. So you put that together, and it's a big old fat over. Their guards did not deliver. Bancaro was solid, 24, 7, and 5 in his playoff debut. It took Wagner a little while to show up. He eventually did.
Markelle Fultz also 0 for 4. Yeah. So their point guards,
I was gonna say,
0 for 17.
I had Fultz in there.
0 for 17.
Yeah. Terrible.
0 for 17.
I think that series is going to even itself out. It's, you know, it is what it is, kind of a deal.
Then you have Minnesota in Phoenix.
That wasn't even close. That might have been the most disruptive game outside of, like, everybody knew Boston was just going to wipe Miami off the floor.
Yeah.
Like that, everybody knew that. Nobody really knew Minnesota was going to beat the living crap out of Phoenix.
Anthony Edwards was dominant. And he was the guy that everybody was hoping that he could become when he was drafted number one overall. He has every single ounce of dog in him, and he let Phoenix know every single bucket that he made. That's fun to see when a guy is on one like that and he's letting everybody know. But then it was a disappearing act for Phoenix because Devin Booker was non-existent, and basically Minnesota just said, all right, KD, beat us. And he couldn't. He couldn't do it by himself.
Yeah. I mean, the Timberwolves put Jaden McDaniels on Booker to start the game, and then they moved him over to KD, and KD kept doing KD things. And I was like, keep him on Booker. And just deal with KD, because you can't cover KD.
Nurk got bullied by Gobert,
which is not something you typically see happen, but it did.
13-3 on the offensive boards. Second chance opportunities were left and right.
And they murdered them on the glass in generals. 52-28.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, they got mauled on the glass. A lot of that was because
Rudy Gobert had 12 less rebounds than the entire Suns team.
Yeah, it was they got the crap kicked out of them.
Okay. Knicks Sixers.
That was a really good game. Josh Hart making big plays down the stretch. Josh Hart was probably the playoff performer of the weekend. He was incredible.
Boy, just kind of when you said Josh Hart, I just go back to how many names did we see this weekend of former Blazers that the Blazers asked far too much of when they were in Portland? But then you see them in the ideal role for them, and they are thriving in those roles, playing really good basketball. Josh Hart was the highlight of that this week.
Josh Hart had 13 rebounds.
Not too shabby.
6'4" and a half.
Not too shabby.
Not too bad. And he knocked down some clutch threes, 4 of 8 from three. The question there is Embiid going to be okay?
And I have no. And if Joel Embiid gets hurt again in this playoffs, he enters the Zion Williamson of No.
You can't, absolutely, can't unequivocally cannot trust him.
Can't trust him.
So, but that was a really good game, especially down the stretch. Lakers-Nuggets was a bloodbath. The Lakers came out and it was like, oh, the Lakers, see? I started seeing it on the timeline on Twitter and I was like, we're really going to do this, huh?
Wait till the third quarter.
We're really going to do this.
And then the third quarter happened and
32-18.
No coming back from
and
that.
And it was over.
Okay.
And the thing was, are you going to get better games out of LeBron James and Anthony Davis? And the answer is no.
No.
LeBron ended up with what, 27-8-6, AD had 32-14-5 with four blocks.
It's going to be a tough road to hoe for the Los Angeles Lakers.
So, I mean, you look at it, they shot 50% from the field. They didn't hit their threes, but it's like, okay, cool. Because you look at what the Nuggets starting lineup did. You had 12 from Gordon, 19 from Porter, 32 from Jokic, 22 from Murray, 12 from KCP. And you're like, yeah, everybody did what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Denver Nuggets, folks.
Michael Porter Jr.'s performance in that game just kind of highlights that that man understands the level of chaos that his family has in it. It's to go out and play like that after what has happened this past week. Brother gets put in prison for
6 years.
Killing a person in a DUI.
Vehicular manslaughter DUI.
Then his other brother gets banned from the NBA for life last week, and he goes out and he played that way. It was like, hats off to him, man. Mm-hmm. That was pretty impressive.
It was.
You turn the calendar to Sunday, where you have the Miami Heat after their play-in win over the Bulls on Friday, get absolutely drubbed by the Celtics.
That score was not indicative. The final difference was 20, and a big portion of that was made up in the fourth quarter when the game was long decided. Yet, what the hell? Why did Joe Mazzulla have his starters out there? Yeah, why? Why? Why is Jason Tatum on the floor for Caleb Martin to run over?
And there was an undercut. Brian Scalabrine making headlines because he said it during the broadcast for the Celtics because he's their color guy. He said, this seems like, he goes, was it? Spoelstra calls a timeout at a minute 30. They come out.
30 seconds later.
Tatum gets undercut.
Do I think it was a hit job? No. Do I think Martin absolutely meant to go in there with some force? Yes. Yes. Yeah. I've seen the, oh, he got pushed by Giroux. Buddy, his trajectory don't change one bit.
And it just is not, they don't have the horses to do it.
No. I mean, they got, Porzingis just toyed with him. It was hilarious.
All right. The Mavericks don't think you can play much worse than they did in that second quarter, especially, but that first half was absolutely
abysmal. Oh, is 8 points not good?
No. No. They get beat by the Clippers 109-97. And that was a first half no-show by Dallas. Jason Kidd looked lost on the sideline. Like, he was just, like, staring like,
I think they'll figure that one out.
They have the ability to because, I mean, you sit there and you look at that, 109-97. You can't play much worse than they did in that first half. But there are still questions that loom because Harden looked like he turned the clock back. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was hitting
everything. He's always going to be the wild card. It's just a matter when you get to game 4, 5, 6, and 7 when they actually matter, and then he disappears.
Dame goes absolutely bonkers in the first half, scores 35 as the Pacers scored 42 in that first half, and Milwaukee cruises to a 109-94 game. That, look, I give Indiana a ton of credit for fighting back, but at the same time,
it was over.
There was a massive chasm between the two there.
Pascal Siakam was the only one who looked like he'd been in a playoff game before because he was the only guy who'd been in a playoff game before.
But with Milwaukee, you can't rely on Dame doing that every single game.
I think
right?
you can.
35 in the first half?
Not in the first half, but I think you can rely
35
on,
in a game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've seen him do that, but not like that. Not because that was will-breaking at the beginning of the game.
Well, I mean, it was like, well, he didn't do anything in the second half. Like, did you watch the second half? Because they sent two at him the entire time, and Chris Middleton murdered them down the stretch.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And so I think that Indiana will come back with, they didn't Darvin Ham it. Mm-hmm. They didn't Darvin Ham saying, no, we're going to save our adjustments for game two. Yeah. They came out adjusted, and they actually looked a lot more comfortable, but they gave up Middleton.
Yeah,
right?
And that's the thing is, I was shocked that they allowed TJ McConnell to guard Damian Lillard. I was like, you're going to do this, huh? You're not going to guard Dame with, like, I know you have a limited amount number of options, but like, if Dame is on the floor, Nembhard needs to be on the floor.
Yeah.
Like that's, this is the playoffs. It's not, well, we'll get this one back later.
No. Stopping with the white guy.
Yeah. And I was like, no, look, I love TJ. Great player, a great role player, solid defender. This is Damian Lamont, Ollie Lillard Sr. in the playoffs. What are you doing?
Shout out. Portland got a shout out at the end. He gave a shout out to his son in the postgame interview. Said he's watching back in Portland.
He also did it in his postgame press conference. He said, so he was talking about being in big playoff atmospheres. He said, I've been in big playoff atmospheres. Portland, you know, shows out. Like, I'm used to this. So this is nothing new.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's sad, though.
Dame still loves Portland.
Everyone
acts surprised by that. It's like, he spent a decade here, guys.
And then we have Thunder Pels, 94-92. It was a close game.
Great throwback game.
We could have, yes, if the officials let them play like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their offense was optional in the first quarter.
On that note, real quick, on the officials, with the exception of a couple, like, what the hell are you doing situations in through all of the games, the officials just said, we're not really here.
Yeah.
And I loved that.
And they set us up for that with the back half of the season. Mm-hmm. Post All-Star break, everybody was bitching and complaining, mm-hmm. like nobody's getting calls, nobody's getting to the line, yada, yada, yada. They just let them play even more in this playoffs through at least the first couple of days of it. I'm here for it. I think it makes the game more entertaining, more exciting.
8 of the 16 teams scored under 100. Half.
Wow. That's crazy. But all of those teams were on the road. And this is what we're looking at here.
Not all of them. Cavs were at home.
Cavs were at home, 97. 97. Mm-hmm. But you have, well, and the Thunder were at home, 94, mm-hmm. right?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.